This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.
Good evening. Afternoon. Good evening. It's Love Sport London. Miles Blumsome here. It's the Crystal Palace fan show. The back of the nest team, Nick Gillard, James Howard joining me. Palace fans, 0208 70 20 558 is our number. If you want to get in touch, tell us what your opinion is of Crystal Palace. First win of 2020. First Premier League win of the decade. Palace 1, Newcastle 0 at the weekend. Not the most exciting Premier League game of the season. However, don't care, do we? It's a win.
We did a win at last.
Yeah, you guys have been saying sort of in our group chat, Newcastle aren't very good, are they?
We had a gentleman from a Newcastle pod last week who told us they were rubbish. I didn't believe him. I can't remember your name, mate, but if you're listening, you were spot on. They were absolute, the worst team I've seen at Selhurst for a long, long time, apart from Palace.
They just don't offer much, do they?
No. No, I mean, the bloke last week said, I said, who would you rather have, Steve Bruce or Alan Pardew? And he said Alan Pardew any day of the week, which was a big surprise to me.
Really? Because I know Steve Bruce is... He's done the best with what he's got, really, this season, I think. And they're safe in the Premier League. And he's a local lad, Wall's End Boys Club. You would have thought that the fans would get behind him a bit more. I know maybe they played better football previously. But at the same time, they're better players.
You say they're safe. I don't think they are if they carry on like that.
Yeah, I mean, they could get dragged back into it. Anyway, enough about Newcastle. 1-0 win. Could have been more for Palace.
Could have been, should have been, were it not for the brilliance of the Newcastle goalkeeper, who made two excellent saves from headers, one from Cahill, and was the other one from Dan or from Ward? I can't remember. But
Benteke missed a sitter.
Yeah.
Nothing new there.
That was, well, yeah, that happens every week, doesn't it? But I counted up the clear chances that I felt we should have taken, and I thought it could easily have been 4-0, 5-0 maybe. It was a bit frustrating it was only 1-0, because I think the team did deserve more on the balance of play. As Nick said, you know, we pretty much were on top the whole game. Although, surprisingly, the stats show that Newcastle had 56% possession. That sort of surprises me, actually. But obviously, they were keeping the ball a bit more than us. I felt the second half was a bit frustrating. They seemed to have a little spell where they tried to get back into it and nearly scored. That would have been awful if that would have happened. And that's what worried me about the situation on the pitch, where maybe we could have used some substitutions to press on for the extra goal, because the players that were playing or had started weren't finishing. And it took a wonderful free kick to a quality goal to get us into the game. So I would have liked to have seen some early substitutions. I think a lot of people sitting around me were crying out for substitutions. I think we should have really have comfortably won that by a couple of goals at least, but in the end we won it, so you can't complain.
In terms of the goals, and this is a problem for Palace this season, joint lowest goal scorers in the Premier League, 24 goals. That's with Newcastle, Watford and Norwich, none of whom scored a goal at the weekend, so pulled up to joint level for the least goals in the Premier League this season. And it is always a worry if you're only 1-0 up in games where you're having chances that you're giving the opportunity, the opposition an opportunity to get back in the game. So it only takes a stroke of luck to score a goal in football.
I hate it because this has happened on so many occasions before that we just seem to, you know, allow the opposition to score that equaliser. And you know that if maybe we had brought on some fresh legs, some more attacking players, that we could have possibly pushed on for the second or third goal. But this is the thing about Roy. He is very, very cautious, a very safe pair of hands. But sometimes I feel he can be overcautious and he does rely on this sort of, we're 1-0 up, let's keep it really defensive, let's keep it safe. And then it can come back and bite you. And then I think we have, unfortunately, given away points this season because we haven't been positive enough to go for the extra goal to convincingly win a match.
Overall performance, though? Happy with the performance? I know you've said Newcastle were terrible, but was that a case of Palace making Newcastle look bad as well?
We pressed a lot higher this week than we have done in the past. I was surprised by the possessions that you just said.
We
only had 44%, but we were a lot higher up the pitch, which helped set us up going forward a bit more. We did seem to, although we kept the same formation, it did seem different without Luca in there. We had McCarthy, MacArthur sitting back there, and although we kind of had three defensive midfielders, MacArthur played a lot further forward, and he had an excellent game. Also, we had Ayew out wide on one wing with Wilf on the other wing. And Ayew's is a lot trickier for opposition players than I think Wilf is at the moment. Because he doesn't look very elegant, but the ball seems to stick to his feet. And he's just been so outstanding this season. It's unbelievable.
Do you think it's a case of that Wilfried Zaha just hasn't hit the heights you expect of him, not necessarily that Jordan Ayew is actually more of a threat? You just expect Zaha to be more threatening.
I think Zaha hasn't been as involved as he was last season in a lot of games. Now, that could be because he's being restricted. He's having to come back and defend a bit more because of the team playing, the players that are playing. You've got, you know, Townsend, it's been out for quite a long time. But like Nick said, you know, Ayew was there. He was getting hold of the ball. He was dribbling a lot more. So I don't know if maybe it's a bit of a confidence thing with Wilf, but he's definitely suffering this season. I do agree. And interestingly enough, I put a shout out. I was asking people who would they have, you know, out of Madison, Grealish and Zaha in their teams. And this was to a big Premier League fan base, not Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
And very, very few, just one or two said Zaha. Everyone was pretty much going for Grealish and then Madison second. And Zaha was, no, we don't want him. And even a Crystal Palace fan turned around and said, look, actually, I agree with you. Zaha's been pretty poor this season.
Yeah, we're going to talk a bit more about Zaha a bit later on. You know, we can band around the price tag again. We can talk about some players saying that they would wish him the best if he did go. Let's get back to the game against Newcastle. And we've mentioned the possession stats. Newcastle having 56% of possession. However, and possession stats is something that I get really frustrated and wound up about because so many people say, oh, they've had this much of the ball, they have this much possession. But possession can be passing it from the left back to centre back, right back, centre back, centre back, left back, centre back, centre back, goalkeeper, centre back. It's not going anywhere. Whereas if you pick up the ball, three passes in the goal, your possession is 4% of what the other teams had, but you've done something with it. Look at the stats in Crystal Palace's favour. 18 shots to Newcastle's 8, 9 on target to Newcastle's 2, 7 corners to 5. They're the stats that I'm more drawn to, and the main stat, which is Crystal Palace 1, Newcastle 0. Yeah. But those shooting stats, and I know that goal scoring has been an issue, but creating chances hasn't been fantastic for Palace either all season. So there must be some positives from those 18 shots and 9 on target.
Yeah, I definitely. And this is what happens is you, in a lot of games or a lot of teams, you know, you have a bad run, you lose a few games, and then suddenly you win a game out of nothing, sort of 1-0, but you've missed a load of chances. And then gradually those players that have missed those chances, they have been rusty because they haven't got the chances. They're getting the chances and they're missing. And then, you know, they're getting a bit more confident, the team's won a game, and then hopefully the next game, which we all want to win, obviously, maybe they will take those chances and we will win 2-3-0. But going back to the possession, I think that you're right. We did create a lot of shots, and I think what happens is we scored fairly early on in the game, and you know, we then sit back as Roy often does and sort of counter attack. So generally, you're saying, well, look, you come and attack us. Newcastle were very poor, but they probably did, you know, did obviously get edged over the possession. But then as soon as they lost the ball, we were very, very quick to counter attack, and that's how we created the chances. But I would like to see us really try and retain more possession, not for the sake of just passing it for sideways across the back four, because I think that's risky anyway,
yeah,
especially with the players we've got. But I would like to see us have some sort of creative, keep hold of it in the midfield, maybe get someone going out a bit wider, running down a bit more, sort of get Zaha a bit more involved. Maybe Townsend, you know, when he gets the opportunity to come on, get hold of the ball and take it down the wing. And then I think that we will look better rather than sort of popping up sort of with creating the odd chance here or there on a counter-attack.
What you've got to also take into account is you've got loads of possession stats, but they don't show the work that Palace are doing whilst we haven't got possession, which means that that Newcastle...
quite as good as Liverpool. Yeah,
Newcastle aren't getting forward and aren't getting those shooting opportunities, which shows the work we're doing off the ball, which is kind of a good thing about Roy's tenure is that work rate. But we still need to be more fluid in our movement when we have got the ball. There was still, you're talking about Zaha not doing much. Most of the game, when he's got the ball, he's down the wing, down that corner. He's got PVA near him, perhaps. Mm. But he's always got three or four players around him. And we've always said, if he could get the ball out to somebody who could then maybe switch it or get it into the middle, you've got a third of the Newcastle team around Wilf.
Is that Wilfred Zaha's selfishness, though, that he's not being able to get the ball out?
I don't think he's been offered enough options.
Right.
And I said it on here about 4 weeks ago. I really think we need to do some one or two touch training matches just so that we do build up our movement. But Roy is so committed to keeping shape. I don't think that fits his kind of ethos, which is why players like Meyer and that, I think, haven't been getting starting places.
I don't think Wilf plays as well when he's playing when Benteke's up there, to be honest with you.
Really?
That's my opinion, yeah.
See, I would have thought he'd be the perfect player.